Okay, we next move to air pollution in a very regional sense now rather than a global sense. And local level air pollution is typically called smog. Smog then is coming from the fact that these local level air pollution events were happening in very smoky environments. And if you take a smoky environment and combine it with the fog, you end up with a smog. The type of pollutants that will be involved in an urban atmosphere will be primary pollutants, which are directly emitted from the source as atmospheric pollutants, so smoke's an example, and secondary pollutants, same concept as aerosols that we were talking about earlier in the course. These guys then will form as a result of chemical reactions in the atmosphere. So in a picture here, we can see that we've got a plume coming out of this particular stack here. If this is actually solid particles, then that's a primary pollutant. But if this is actually a gaseous stream where we're subsequently forming particles in the atmosphere, then those will be secondary pollutants. The classic one in terms of smog is unburnt petrol, unburnt diesel from the tailpipe of a car. That's our primary pollutant. That then reacts in the atmosphere, oxygen and UV, to form ozone, and ozone then becomes the secondary pollutant.